identifying. You alone can prepare the ground of your being for the experience of living the mystery. Second verse of the Tao Te Ching. Quote, under heaven all can see beauty as beauty only because there is ugliness. All can know good as good only because there is evil. Being and non-being produce each other. The difficult is born in the easy. Long is defined by short, the high by the low. Before and after go along with each other. So the sage lives openly with apparent duality and paradoxical unity. The sage can act without effort and teach without words, nurturing things without possessing them. He works, but not for rewards. He competes, but not for results. When the work is done, it is forgotten. That is why it lasts forever. Unquote. Living the paradoxical unity. The concept of something or someone being beautiful is grounded in a belief system that promotes duality and judgment. This way of thinking is prevalent and commonplace for just about everybody in our culture, perhaps even having some value in society. I encourage you to explore the concept of paradoxical unity in this second verse of the Tao Te Ching. By changing your thoughts, you can change your life and truly live the bliss of oneness. Has it ever occurred to you that beauty depends on something being identified as ugly? Therefore, the idea of beauty produces the idea of ugliness and vice versa. Just think of how many concepts in this duality belief system depend on opposites. A person isn't tall unless there's a belief system that includes short. Our idea of life couldn't exist without that of death. Day is the opposite of night. Male is the antithesis of female. What if you instead perceived all as a piece or a glimpse of the perfection of oneness? I think this is what Lao Tzu is suggesting with his description of the sage who lives openly with apparent duality and paradoxical unity. Imagine the perfect oneness coexisting in the apparent duality, where opposites are simply judgments made by human minds in the world of the 10,000 things. Surely the daffodil doesn't think that the daisy is prettier or uglier than it is, and the eagle and the mouse have no sense of the opposites we call life and death. The trees, flowers, and animals know not of ugliness or beauty. They simply are, in harmony with the eternal Tao, devoid of all judgment. As the sage lives openly with apparent duality, he synthesizes the origin with the manifestation without forming an opinion about it. Living without judgment and in perfect oneness is what Lao Tzu invites his readers to do. He invites our wisdom to combine perceived opposites and live a unified life. The perfection of the Tao is allowing apparent duality while seeing the unity that is reality. Life and death are identical. Virtue and sin are judgments needing both to identify either. These are the paradoxes of a unified life. This is living within the eternal Tao. Once the dichotomies or pairs of opposites are transcended or at least seen for what they are, they flow in and out of life like the tides. Practice being a living, breathing paradox every moment of your life. The body has physical boundaries. It begins and ends and has material substance. Yet it also contains something that defies boundaries, has no substance, and is infinite and formless. You are both the Tao and the 10,000 things simultaneously. Let the contrasting and opposite ideas be within you at the same time. Allow yourself to hold those opposite thoughts without them canceling each other out. Believe strongly in your free will and ability to influence your surroundings, and simultaneously surrender to the energy within you. Know that good and evil are two aspects of a union. In other words, accept the duality of the material world while still remaining in constant contact with the oneness of the eternal Tao. The debilitating necessity to be right and make others wrong will soon diminish. I believe that Lao Tzu would apply the Tao Te Ching to today's world by suggesting the following. First, live a unified life. Enter the world of oneness with an awareness of the propensity to compartmentalize everything as good or bad, right or wrong, beautiful or ugly, are standards of the physical world, not the Tao. Contemplate the insight that duality is a mind game. In other words, people look the way they look, period. Criticism is not always necessary or helpful. See the unfolding of the Tao inside everyone, including yourself, and be at peace with what you observe. Be a good animal and move freely, unencumbered with thoughts about where you should be and how you should be acting. For instance, imagine yourself as an otter, just living your otterness. You're not good or bad, beautiful or ugly, a hard worker or a slacker. You're simply an otter, moving through the water or on the land freely, peacefully, playing and without judgment. When it's time to leave your body, you do so, reclaiming your place in the pure mystery of oneness. This is what Lao Tzu means when he says, when the work is done, it is forgotten. That is why it lasts forever. In other words, you don't have to leave your body to experience forever. It's possible to know your eternal self even in the embodied condition. When duality and judgment crop up, allow them to be a part of the perfect unity. When other people create dichotomies, you can always know oneness by practicing the Tao. Also, accomplish much by trying less. Effort is one piece of the whole. Another piece is non-effort. Fuse these dichotomies, and the result is effortless action without attachment to outcome. This is precisely how you dance with someone. You make an attempt, assume a position, listen to the music, and let go all at the same time, allowing yourself to easily move with your partner. Combine the so-called opposites into the oneness of being without judgment or fear. Labeling action as a fine effort implies a belief that trying hard is better than not trying. But trying itself only exists because of beliefs about not trying. Attempting to pick up a piece of trash is really just not picking up the trash. Once you've picked it up, then trying and not trying are irrelevant. Understand that you can act without the implied judgment of words such as effort and trying. You can compete without being forced to focus on outcome. Eliminating opposites paradoxically unifies them so that it is unnecessary to identify with one position. I imagine that in today's language, Lao Tzu would sum up the second verse of the Tao Te Ching in these two simple words. Just be. Do the Tao now. Do the Tao today by noticing an opportunity to defend or explain yourself and choosing not to. Instead, turn within and sense the texture of misunderstanding, feeling it all the way through your physical system. Just be with what is, instead of opting to ease it by traversing this outer world path of explaining and defending. Don't get caught up in the apparent duality of being right or wrong. Congratulate yourself for making a choice to be in paradoxical unity, a oneness where all of the spectrum simply is. Silently appreciate the opportunity, along with your willingness